Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Fire up those liquid U's, everybody. It's Liquid U Tuesday. It's Crab Diving Live here, coming at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. Hurtling at you for the next couple of hours here live. It's a couple of minutes after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast, if your ear holes are sucking us in there. And if it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to a rerun on the stream here, or perhaps you've downloaded us at either iTunes, Stitcher, or the best place to downloaded us is at crabdiving.com. My bidet, baby, is Pabbitmile.
Liquid U Tuesday. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. I want to be downloaded.
It's
as
like
well.
That Cosby character again.
Oh, shit. Well, that's what, that's might be.
Wubba Tubba.
I don't know that you're off on that. Your idea that you brought it up on an earlier show. You said that maybe that's where Cosby came up with all the different voices for the people on Fat Albert.
Oh, when they all sound, one of his acting lessons?
Well, no, they sounded like his victims after they drugged them. After he drugged them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Plebes, stop up. we're going to be here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for all the downloads and crap. And all your tweets and your messages and your Facebooks and all that shit. Crabdiving.com is the place to go. We're also on the Facebook.com/crabdiving. During the show, if you want to tweet us and you don't want to talk to us, you can just tweet us at crabdiving.
Which we totally understand.
We keep our, I don't.
Why wouldn't you want to talk to us?
Well, some people are shy. They don't want to talk to the millions of listeners.
We're fucking friendly. We're nice.
Depending.
You know.
Yeah.
Charismatic.
You can also contact us via Skype. Our screen name is Crab Diving, and also 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS is our telephony number. Call us, love us.
What up?
Call us. If you want, if you're listening to a rerun and we're not live and you still want to call us, you can call us, leave a message. And, you know, we might play that shit here on the air.
Yes.
If it's funny, we might comment on it. If it's, you know, if it's nasty, we're going to especially play it and comment on it. So.
Right.
323-601-LIBS.
L-I-B-S.
L-I-B-S. It's a gray and cloudy and kind of shitty day
so far
here in Los Angeles, California.
It is. Give it up.
I mean, you know, it's not Syria kind of shitty, but...
No, not at all.
The weather's bad.
Overcast. Right. That's, again, that speaks to, you know, the city. It's like a little gray and overcast. We start drawing comparisons to... people occupied by terrorists.
Bombs flying from the sky and chemical weapons.
From where I'm sitting, you still have your head on your shoulders.
I do. I do. And this Cinco de Mayo. Feliz Cinco de Mayo, amigos y amigas. Thanks for listening. Happy Cinco de Mayo for those that are...
It's Mexican Day!
Into that, yeah. I'm sure. Isn't it illegal to celebrate in Texas? I would think that would be kind of one of those where...
Fuck you.
How dare you not be American? They're going to organize rallies. You can draw draw something Mexican.
Yeah. Everybody loves Cinco de Mayo, though. Right. I mean, the white man has really co-opted that day. They've stolen it from the Mexican people. We apologize.
Right. No, we don't.
Oh, look at all the assholes sitting there. Yeah. Their little yuppie outfits having their, what do you have? What do you drink on Cinco de Mayo?
Tequila.
Yeah.
And daiquiris.
Not daiquiris. What's a daiquiri?
You can drink a...
margaritas.
Margaritas.
I mean, Jimmy Buffett, man. Wasted away in Margaritaville.
Yeah.
What's more white than Jimmy Buffett?
Jimmy Buffett's pretty white. I saw him in concert once.
Oh, did you?
And I, within 5 minutes, you were high off your ass.
Sure.
Contact high. And honestly, I've been to several concerts, and several of which
are
the outdoorsy type.
Yes.
And several of which are the outdoorsy type where the band may have been known, you know, for their followers smoking the weed occasionally. Yes. And things like that. I've never been to a concert where I've been offered more weed
than Jimmy Buffett.
Than the Jimmy Buffett concert.
Wow. Congratulations to Jimmy Buffett on, glorifying drugs and stealing culture.
Fun songs, though. From fun songs to play, man.
He took that. He took margaritas. He stole that.
Had a cool place in called Margaritaville in
right.
Key West. I assume it's probably maybe still there. I don't know if he's bailed on Key West yet, but
he's got a gigantic fucking hotel right on the beach in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, maybe he moved. Maybe he moved up to Pensacola.
I think he's got a couple. The man has an Air Force.
I kind of heard that he bailed on Key West at one point.
Oh, did he really?
I thought they closed Margaritaville, could be wrong.
We're all going to be bailing on Key West.
Well, right.
Well, they ain't going to be there anymore.
There was a flying around on Facebook, I think it is, was one of these simulations of what the Earth is going to look like, would look like, if all of the ice melted. So all the ice caps melt and we're fucked. And they showed just kind of hovering around the whole planet, just where these cities kind of were. You know, right. they
What about us? Are we okay?
Oh, we're fucked here.
What?
Los Angeles?
But we're all the way in Koreatown.
Well, here we might be a little bit better off. But
we'll be prime real estate here, man.
Definitely on the other side of the hills. Like the valley will be okay and shit, but
right.
This might be beach here. Who knows?
A beach. Gross. Oh, dude. How gross would it be?
The Keys, bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
The Miami, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
So where's Jacksonville at? Where's the
Jacksonville?
That's the capital, right?
Central. No.
No.
No. The capital Wait, is.
What's the capital of Florida? Am I?
It's a shithole.
Tallahassee?
No. It's Tallahassee, Florida.
Yeah.
Tallahassee is a shithole in the fact that it's home to one of the larger universities in Florida. I mean, there's white trash everywhere there.
Where is it in the state?
I don't fucking know. It's south of, it's like 4 hours south of where Pensacola, where I'm from.
Margaritaville's still open, by the way.
Oh, good. What is that?
In case you were worried.
Is that an amusement park or is that just a shitty restaurant?
It's a restaurant.
It's
and,
a shitty restaurant.
It's now it's a chain. Casual dining American restaurant chain. Chain of stores selling Jimmy Buffett themed merch.
Good God in heaven. I went to the Margaritaville in Vegas. It's horrible. It just sucks. It really is. It's soulless. I'm sorry, Jimmy, but it's just not very good.
Not your favorite thing?
No.
The one in Key West was fun, but I was there 1,000 years ago. It was opened in 85. Man.
In the year 1885?
I might have been there not that long after it opened.
that was a year after the Ewoks were invented.
It was, I believe. Yesterday was Star Wars Day, May the 4th. Be with you, and then of course today Cinco de Mayo, a couple of fun days.
Which is
in a row.
Bigger holiday?
I think
Cinco de Mayo.
I think Cinco de Mayo, but I think
Mexican Independence Day.
Yeah, I think the 4th might creep up. I mean, you know, there's more and more Jedi.
Not really
in the world.
What why is it? What makes Cinco de Mayo special? What happened? It's Mexican Independence Day. Did they? What happened? Was there a battle or something? Or I mean, I have no fucking idea. All I know is I go to the bar and drink.
Celebrated. The holiday is called El Día de... In Mexico, it's celebrated.
Oh, really?
Mostly in the state of Puebla.
Hey.
Where the holiday is called El Día de la Batalla de Puebla. So, the day of the Battle of Puebla.
What in the fuck are you talking about?
Mexican-Americans, get out! Also often see the day as a source of pride when they can honor their ethnicity to celebrate this day. You know, like the Irish run around and drink and barf and make assholes of themselves on March 17th.
Yes.
Apparently, some people think that. God, Kate, calm
the fuck down over there. Jesus Christ.
The dog's doing a little rearranging of her her cushy memory foam pillow.
God, 12 fucking pounds over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of destruction that can be wielded by that little 12-pound beast. So that's the history. But it's observed to commemorate the Mexican army's unlikely victory over the French. Oui, oui, bonjour.
I thought it was against us.
No, I think they might be a little bit... they say here in the United States, Cinco de Mayo is sometimes mistaken to be Mexico's Independence Day.
Oh, I just said that. Oh,
shit. Which is celebrated September 16th. So this is a different... this day commemorates the Battle of Puebla.
What?
Where they kicked the French ass.
How many fucking holidays do they need?
1862.
All right.
Under the leadership of General Ignacio Zaragoza Seguin. that's it. There you go. Wow. There's your history. I mean, there's a lot more, but
congratulations. I have a feeling
our listenership has plummeted already with us getting into some of the history here. So,
wait, really?
No,
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I'm kidding. I'm just reading.
It could be our personalities.
Give that 5 more minutes. So happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. We don't have anything special going on here. No. Apologies.
Just the show?
Just the show. That's all we got going on for you guys. We can see what's happening in the world right now with the headline.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios in the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. It's time for the headlines
on Cinco de Mayo.
Ladies and germs.
Oh, shit.
Es de Cinco de Mayo. And El Huffington Post.
Wee wee.
I don't know how to say commie. Well, it's probably commie. I don't know how to say pinko. I don't know how to say any of these in Spanish.
El pinko.
So, el commie, el pinko, el liberal.
El ifi.
El Huffington Post.
Nine.
There's a photograph of the current Senate Majority Leader.
Oh, shit.
Senator Turtle-Faced McConnell.
Mitch the Bitch McConnell,
Mitch
y'all.
McConnell, we're going to make sure that our one primary focus is to make sure that Obama's a one-term president.
How in the fuck does he get elected? He's just such a...
I have
nothing.
No, yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Would you want to talk to him at a party? I mean, Boehner, you could say, well, yeah,
Sure.
I'm interested in what he...
throw some shots back with John Boehner.
Fucking
Irish.
I'd rather fucking have a conversation with a decorator pillow.
Although McConnell, that's an Irish name, too. Yeah. So, Mitch, it says, ditches hawks.
No. Oh, he didn't want to go to war?
Yeah. In a... Oh, I love this word. It's usually used in by the Christianists. Rebuke. In a rebuke. I rebuke you.
You are rebuked. Liquid you.
You must rebuke Satan.
In a rebuke to the hawks of his party, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Republican of Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Indicated that on Tuesday, he will move forward with the Senate bill on the Iran nuclear agreement.
Nuclear.
By limiting votes on amendments that demand more conditions from the Iranians. So,
what?
Well, there's a bunch of ninnies who are like trying to shit upon the agreement by attaching amendments and all this crap. and the biggest ninnies, probably Cotton. Tehran Tom Cotton himself.
Is that what people are calling him?
Yeah, that's his new hashtag on Twitter. Funny.
Oh, congratulations.
Been there for a while.
Tom, you have a new hashtag.
Yeah, he's the one who broke open the crayons and wrote that letter to that 47 of those assholes signed.
It's so depressing how dumb our leaders are. It's some of them anyway. I mean, he's stupid.
Legislation gives Congress up to 52 days to approve any forthcoming Obama administration request to lift sanctions on Iran in exchange for curbs on the country's nuclear program. Senator Johnny Isaacson, Republican of Georgia.
No, shit.
I think the leader will fire cloture on this afternoon, and we'll have a vote on cloture probably Thursday.
On what?
Cloture. That means we're going to vote on voting.
Cloture.
So they're trying to move quicker.
So people don't read it or something? Why? Why are we speeding up? Why quicker?
If McConnell were to ultimately close off additional amendments, it would help preserve the delicate agreement negotiated by Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Corker and the ranking member Ben Cardin, a Democrat.
Oh.
Which passed through the committee by a 19-0 vote.
Congratulations to everyone involved. It sounds like it's going swimmingly.
But if Mitch does that, the ninnies in his party are going to be a little angry with him. Oh, here. Late last week, Senator Tom Cotton.
Yes.
Dick Cheese from Arkansas.
hear ye.
Surprised his party's leadership. See, he's another one of these ninnies. He's another lunatic like fucking Ted Cruz.
The Honorable Dick Cheese from Arkansas. Right.
Senator Cheese.
He's from Arkansas, you said?
Yes.
Oh, God, please. Arkansas, Oklahoma, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi.
No, you don't have enough time.
Quit making decisions for the rest of the country. it's terrifying.
Yeah, go to the kids' table. Really, yeah. Seriously.
Sit there, shut up, and take your federal funding.
So he used some obscure parliamentary procedure to force a vote on a package. You said package of amendments.
I'm gonna force my package
that further limited the president's ability to facilitate the sanctions relief. So, Tom Cotton latching on like some sort of leech, some giant big fat leech to try to drag down any kind of agreement with Iran. Because,
right.
You know, they want to see World War Cunting 3.
Dee-dee-dee-dee. Yeah, that's great. Why do we why do we want to limit Obama's ability to make decisions?
Oh, on this only. But on the other hand...
And give Congress more leeway.
On the other hand, they're lubing the fuck out of the asshole of the process on that TPP. The Trans-Pacific Partnership bullshit. They're trying for inexplicably the Republicans want to give Obama full negotiating power.
Obama, if you're doing anything that makes those assholes smile, then don't do that thing.
Well, right.
I mean, that makes me not like the TPP.
And the president saying, you know, trust me to the liberals like us.
No, fuck off.
Who are screaming bullshit. We want to see this crap. I read an article even this morning that there's a bunch more in Congress are starting to think there's some shenanigans going on just because of the cloak and dagger bullshit. In order to see the draft of what's going on, you have to sign. You have to be a certain level. Then you have to go and read it. If you take notes, they confiscate your notes.
No, what's the
before
point?
You leave? Well, why would you take notes? Right. And
no, I mean, I get why you take notes. It's a big, long, complicated thing.
But not if you know they're going to be removed from you before you leave. Why would you bother taking notes?
But why are they taking the notes?
Right.
God, yeah. How are you supposed to look at a thing and...
Now, the president
says... Do they not trust these people? Do they not trust Elizabeth fucking Warren?
And again, she's read it. She knows what the fuck is going on. And she's under the same gag order everybody else is. But she's going around saying, let's not give fast track. Let's let everybody see it. So what does that tell you about what Elizabeth Warren ultimately thinks about that TPP bullshit?
Yeah.
She's read it. If she loved it, if it made her all squiggly down below, then she would be out saying, let's trust the president. Let's give him fast track, right?
She knows what time it is.
But the fact that she's read it and is out there going, let's take a look at this.
Right.
It might give one pause.
What was the name of that fucking game show starring the guy from...
No Whammies?
No. The guy from...
God, I can't think of anything right now. Guy with a big clock around his neck.
Flavor Flav?
Flavor of Love.
Flavor of Love?
Elizabeth Warren would have been great on that. Elizabeth,
oh, you know what time it is.
Yo, baby. Oh, my God.
Is Elizabeth Warren going to be Bernie Sanders' running mate? Yes or no?
No.
Why?
Oh, God, that would be awesome. No.
Cory Booker.
Bernie made for the... The fly on the ass that everybody says that Bernie is, Bernie raised more money than, what was it, Rubio and Cruz both did on their first day?
No shit.
Of jumping into their clown cart. Now, granted...
People love Bernie Sanders.
Their giant pool is more diluted.
Gross.
There's a lot more in there.
I mean, they're from Florida. Or Rubio is, anyway.
Rubio, yeah. You know, now there's only two. I mean, there's not, you know, splitting the money and shit. But this is, he's not going to take money from billionaires. He's not going to take corporate money. He's only taking small donations, like under $100, I think, or something like that.
Jeez.
And made $1 million in one day and had over 175,000 people offer to volunteer.
Wow.
For his campaign.
That's
already.
Amazing.
175,000. He was on...
I would volunteer for him.
He was on Rachel Maddow's show last night, and she said, well, how... In one night, these people signed up. She goes, how do you organize this? And he goes, well, that's what we're trying to figure out right now. Honestly, he's like, that's what we're trying to figure out. Where all of a sudden 175,000 people run up to you. What do you... And you're like,
I don't know what to tell you to do.
Right. So,
well, good for him.
And the DNC, I think it might have been today, said that they are going to sanction 6 debates.
Oh, awesome.
So we're going to get to see Bernie v. Hillary at least 6 times. Maybe that other dude.
What do you think they disagree on?
He's going to... I don't know. She's, you know, she's sounding pretty populist these days. Which I think she kind of has to. I think she knows better.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, I also read an article. They're saying, well, she's Wall Street, which is what I felt and kind of feel. But then I saw something that somebody wrote about, well, she doesn't need Wall Street anymore. Like, she's, you know, she's got unions and she's big enough now that she doesn't have to rely only on these certain Wall Street donors or whatever, and that she's done enough. She's the way she voted, even in the Senate, a lot of stuff was not very pro Wall Street. So they're saying that she might not be as horrible as, you know, to the progressives.
Right.
So they might kind of start saying the same thing, but I think Bernie's going to really go after her with, I think Bernie's going to put his ideas out there. I don't think... He said he hates negative campaigning. He won't do negative ads. And I think he's going to do great just by saying what he wants.
Absolutely.
Which is what we all want.
We want somebody with ideas.
Right. And he's saying expand Social Security. Tax the rich. Close the loopholes. Punish companies that outsource to other countries.
I love that.
And then expect us to work for slave wages here. Raise the minimum wage big time. Encourage labor unions.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird. Do you think, say Bernie Sanders runs, will that in any way, like, split? He would unite the Democratic Party, wouldn't he?
Well, I mean...
More than Hillary?
Well, it depends on what she says, you know, and if she agrees more, I mean, it's highly unlikely Bernie's going to win, but he could. It's good that he isn't running as an independent, and who knows what he does later. Maybe he bails on the Democratic Party and goes as an independent, but you know, there could be that that Ralph Nader effect.
Yeah.
In a close race, but I don't think, you know, I don't think he's going to win a primary, but man, he's going to drag her the fuck left, which is what everybody needs. It's what the whole country needs.
Is he going to get steamrolled by, say, a Ted Cruz if in a debate if he runs for president? Because that's who I think the GOP nominee is going to be. I think we're going to have
Bernie
Ted
gets
Cruz.
Exasperated, though.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Ugh. Bernie always looks... Bernie's hair always looks like he's been driving with the top down.
Yeah.
And he always looks like he's like flustered and exasperated.
Well, I mean, Jesus Christ, you deal with stupid people,
right?
For any amount of time, it's exhausting. Yeah. And talking to something with the reading comprehension of a fern.
They say, you know, the right screams, "Well, you want to make a socialist like Scandinavia?" And Bernie says, "Yes."
There's a lot of good things in those Scando countries.
Exactly.
Hey, an idiot. What's the minimum wage over there?
Look how happy dumbass. The people are. And the quality of life indexes these days and happiness and people have health care, free fucking education. Oh, their taxes are high. Okay. But they have free health care and they have free education.
Free education. I got friends well into their 30s still paying off student loans.
Oh, it's nuts.
It's stupid.
It's crazy. That's really unbelievable to me that this country is
torches and pitchforks.
Yeah,
seriously,
is making it, and then they'll try to blame the teachers' unions or the professors or whatever. Ah, you know, it's $1 million salary. How about what about the $4 million salary for some asshole football coach?
Yeah, or what about the rate you give some kid on a student loan? Why is that so shitty compared to other loans?
That's insane. And Elizabeth Warren's talked about that. She said, why are we giving banks 0.000% interest and we're charging people for their college loans 10% interest?
Why do we have to have a fucking president anyway? Can we have Bernie, Hillary, this
council
and Cory Booker run together and Elizabeth Warren? One big orgy.
A joint council.
Right.
Talking about stats before we move on to the Drudge Report headlines.
Fuck you.
We're fair and balanced here.
You eat a dick.
Duh.
Yeah.
To our drooling listeners out there.
Hey, what's up, stupid?
There's a story in the Daily Kos.
Yes.
There's a report, the 2015 State of the World's Mothers report prepared by Save the Children.
Right.
They measure mortality rates, maternal death, all kinds of different factors.
Sounds like fun.
That,
jeez,
are for mothers. You know,
what a depressing thing to have to do. I'm measuring maternal death all day. Oh my God.
It's sending me over to CNN. So,
CNN, what a bunch of shitheads.
At the top of the list, best place to be a mother, under 5 mortality rate, educational status, as measured by children's expected years of formal schooling, economic status, political status, a whole bunch of shit they measure. Of this index, number one, Norway.
Wow.
Wow. One of those Scandinavian evil socialist countries.
Fuck them. I don't want that way of life. Wait a minute.
The best place on earth to be a mother.
Right. It's not here.
Last place, unsurprisingly.
Syria.
The Koch brothers' dream of no regulation and no government. Somalia.
Oh, shit.
Is ranked last.
Have you ever been there?
The second year in a row. I haven't actually made it to Somalia yet.
I got a timeshare.
Lower on my list.
They have a coast. Aren't they on the coast?
Beachfront. Beautiful beachfront.
I'm at the Best Western.
That's where all the pirates hang out.
Somalia. Not the fun kind of pirates with eye patches, but like pirates with...
Or the baseball ones.
Oh, right. Pittsburgh.
So, the... United States of America.
Fuck you.
On this listing of mamas.
Where
is the best place to be a mama? Ranked.
Come on.
This is enough to make you puke. 33rd.
What?
33rd.
Oh, man. What happened, man?
Women in the United States face a 1 in 1,800 risk of maternal death, the worst odds of any developed country in the world.
Why?
American women are 10 times more likely to die of pregnancy-related causes than their counterparts in Poland.
Poland.
An American child is as likely to die as a child in Serbia.
Good Christ.
With more than half of the world's people now living in cities, the plight of the urban poor is drawing
Wasn't there just a fucking war in Serbia? I mean, not too long ago? Or is it Bosnia? I don't fucking know. It just seems dangerous over there.
In the poorest part of the District of Columbia here, babies die before their first birthday at a rate more than 10 times higher than babies born in the third ward of District Columbia, the richest part of the city.
Well, they had a mayor there for a while that was into the crack cocaine. You know, kind of fucked things up for a while, didn't he? Or no?
Marion Barry.
He smoked crack.
What? This is just disgusting. What is this country the best at?
Oh, I don't know.
What are we the best at? These people are running around saying they're the best country in the world.
Making earthquakes in Oklahoma with our fracking machines.
What are we the best at right now?
Oh, I don't know.
War right. Spending.
Racism. We're pretty good at that.
Oh, we're not the best.
No, we're not the best.
Yeah. We're good. Yeah. We're real good.
All right. Yeah. What are we the best at? Fuck, I don't know, man. Patriotism. Latte.
I love the country. I'm not trying to shit on it, but what? We're trying to make it better. What are we the best at right now? If somebody says to you, it's the best country in the world, what are we the best at? We just did a couple weeks ago, we talked about how low-ranked the United States is for journalism, like journalist freedom now. And been going down.
That's ridiculous.
Education, we're dumb fucks and getting dumber fuck.
You know, that's odd, you know, when people... listen, I respect people that go to war. I mean, you know, no matter... It's not like you have a choice. You have to go over there. It sucks. But when people say, you know, they're over there fighting for your freedom, what do they mean by that? I mean, if you...
They're fighting for Exxon's freedom.
They're fighting because a lot of white guys sent them there.
Right.
Well, I mean, just listening to, you know, where are we in terms of journalistic freedom?
Oh, low down.
What's happening?
Not the worst. I mean, there's a lot worse, but, you know, we should be one. Or shouldn't we be the shining example on the hill to everybody? What are we shining to everyone right now?
Well,
what are we flashing?
You know what I think it is? I just think we need to make a few cosmetic changes to the country. You know, like how people, when you get a little older, you might have some of your, like a double
little
chin.
Nip tuck.
Double chin removed.
Like, what states are we tucking away?
Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia. If we got rid of them, you our collective IQ would skyrocket.
It's just amazing how they manage to get people to vote against their best interest. It's profoundly amazing to me.
It's GOP mind jujitsu.
Right. Well, Jesus and guns. Yeah,
it's Jesus for sure, man.
And Islam, like those idiots in Texas.
Right.
While 0.3% of Norwegian children die before they're five.
Borski, borski, borski.
Only 0.3%. 15% of Somali children do.
Good heavens.
15%.
God damn it.
2015.
I tell you what, I saw that Black Hawk Down. I'm like, I've no fucking way I'm ever going to Somalia.
Somali children who do survive will get less than 2.5 years of formal education, while Norwegian children get 17.5 years of formal education.
God.
17.5?
That's a lot, man.
That's post-grad.
We get 12 years, don't we? You know?
Right.
If we stay. It's just, you
we
know
hang
what?
In.
Here's the problem. The meth in this country is so fucking good. Right. It's better than what they got, what they're snorting in the Scandos.
So Save the Children is an organization that works to improve the lives of children around the world, better nutrition, sanitation, healthcare. The top five countries for mothers: Norway, Finland, Iceland, Denmark, Sweden.
God damn it.
It's like a blonde wet dream.
Oh, I know. Listen, the leaders of our country, I have no problem with you coming on TV and say, listen, we've hired a couple of consultants from Sweden and all those other fucking Nordic countries to tell us how to fix this
prisons.
Place. How do we fix this place?
We did the story a while ago about, do you remember the, a couple different ones. I just thought of the other one. Remember the prison official from here that went over there to tour one of those prisons in Norway where they actually tried to rehabilitate people and put them back in society instead of throwing them in a cage and beating them and pitting them in fights against each other.
But that ain't no fun.
Or locking them up in solitary for years at a time, driving them crazy, that they actually treat them like human beings over there.
Yeah.
And their recidivism rate is very low. People don't, if they commit a crime and they go to these jails, they don't necessarily commit crimes again.
Yeah, but that's not a way to run a hotel business.
Right. Nobody's making money off it. What's wrong with you people?
We got to turn our beds.
You
got
to punish for doing wrong. Punish them. Don't give them television.
You think in American prisons they opt to not clean the comforter in between people checking in?
I think they may.
Just like
not
in hotels.
Send them made in daily.
Right.
The worst countries for mothers, the bottom five. Niger, Mali, Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and at number one.
Can I guess?
Well, we already said.
Oh, did we?
Somalia.
Where's North Korea? That can't be great. We don't know.
Well, we probably don't have.
We don't know what the fuck is going on.
They may
over
not
there.
Release their numbers. The great leader
may
not be releasing the numbers there.
Well, he would say it's the best. It's the best place to be a mom.
Things have gotten better, though, while conditions are still grim in many places.
Well,
17,000 fewer children die every day versus 25 years ago.
Cha-ching!
And the number of children who die before their fifth birthday has been cut almost in half.
Wow. Well, that's good.
Worldwide. So we're
pat
getting
on the
there.
Back, right? We should congratulate ourselves for that.
Right. It's all that praying that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So that's that. We might as well, let's see what's going on over on the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Hello, stupid.
The Matt Drudge.
Yeah.
The,
what a jerk off.
The headline there, as soon as it loads, you know, it's very, very
it's
popular.
It's a shitty website, right? Looks like I made it.
Oh, I don't think they approve of this here. The feds approve a ferry service to Cuba.
What?
The U.S.
A ferry boat all the way to Cuba.
For the first time in five decades, at least four companies have received U.S. government approval for ferry passengers between Florida and Cuba.
Wow. Now, wasn't there a story about a ferry boat capsizing somewhere recently?
That's in the Mediterranean, yeah.
Or
that's one of those refugee boats.
South Korea.
Not the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean.
South Korea one tipped over too, right? Recently? It was horrible.
Oh,
I'm not getting. My point is, I don't want to get on one of those fucking boats. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't need to go to Cuba.
They're also going to have overnight ferry service. Havana Ferry Partners will launch from Key West and Havana with a 200 passenger vessel. It's only 90 miles away. I remember being down at that marker.
You can see it.
It says 90, you can't see it.
Yes, you can.
You cannot.
Bullshit, you can see Cuba.
You're not from Key West, you can see Cuba?
I swear to God. I remember, I saw it. You stand there at the southernmost point, there's Cuba. Look it up on the fucking internet. I bet you can't. I bet that I'm not kidding. 323-601-LIBS. Give us a call if you've gone down to Key West and seen Cuba like me and like Pat did, but he fucking forgot about it. I swear to God you looked at the coast of Cuba.
Cuba is 90 miles south of Key West. On a clear day with the curvature of the earth, you can only see about 30 miles.
Oh, fuck you. You can see Cuba. I remember seeing it.
Miss Palin.
You can't
you
see Cuba?
See
then what
Cuba.
The fuck did I see?
I don't know. A dead whale or something.
Oh, it's so sad.
Floating out there. You cannot see. You can't see Cuba.
Okay.
From at its closest point, it's 94 statute miles from the United States. And no. The answer is no.
Answers.yahoo.com/question. Blah, blah, blah. No, you cannot. On a clear day, you can see about 30 miles. What the fuck did I see then? I swear to God, I remember. Maybe I just looked out and I was always Cuba. It's out there. I just can't see it.
Right. Yeah. Maybe. Or maybe there's some. The Key West is the last one, so there's not another key that you could have mistaken for it.
I went down there with some horrible chick I was dating in college. I was probably drunk. Thought I saw Cuba.
I thought I saw Cuba.
Yeah.
Did you go to Hemingway's house?
Oh, yes.
With all the cats?
Yeah.
Okay. You're done.
Well, you know what, man? I went to Key West and I rented a scooter. And,
cool.
Yeah. They're hard to drive, though, man.
With bikes.
I killed myself on a fucking scooter. I really did. I almost flew over the handlebars at a red light. What's up with all the thing about Cuba, Key West? What's up with all the dudes selling art they make from like palm fronds and stuff? You remember that?
Yeah. You've got Mallory Dock there, right? Which is.
I don't know, dude.
You go for the sunsets.
I thought I could see Cuba.
And they have all the street performers, right? If you turn left, I could see Paris. But it's been a while. I mean, I think they still have the street performers there and everything. When they go for sunset, you know. So it's obviously on the west side.
Right.
So that's the headline over on the Drudge Report is that the feds have approved ferry service to Cuba. There's a picture of a bunch of Cubans waving Cuban flags because, now that we've suddenly said we're going to be nice to our friend that we could see from Key West.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, we're going to be infected with communism and it's going to bleed over here.
I just looked up the southernmost point of Key West it was on Yelp. And all these people are like, I don't know why people line up to take a picture in front of nothing.
The water.
You can't see Cuba. It's like everyone saying how dumb it is.
Well, you can take a picture in front of the marker, though.
The fuck? Yeah, I swear to God, I thought I was like, there's Cuba.
Well, not so much. Did you take a boat ride 20 or 30 miles south?
Yes. Right, I did.
Were you halfway there?
I snuck into Cuba. I was the only one.
Yeah, right. Everybody's trying to get the fuck out.
Right.
What have we got going on here? I've got a story. Let's do this one. This is a study that was done. This is Science and Shit.
Oh, is this a new segment we have? Science and Shit.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's science.
Done.
And shit. Let me close the U.S. being the let me remind you before I close this story. The U.S. is in 33rd place behind Portugal, Belarus, Croatia, places like that.
That's so far back that it's part of me is like, let's just fucking cash in the chips, go to the liquor store, drink ourselves into oblivion. I mean,
move to Scandinavia.
Oh, yeah. Or do that.
Cold as fuck. 33rd. Congratulations,
we're not even
America.
In the top 10, man.
Congratulations, America.
Not even on the radar.
The other one I thought of was when that Christian preacher went over to the Netherlands.
Right.
And he was talking to some clergy there. And he was talking about gay marriage. And he said, well, gay marriage is legal here, right? They forced gay marriage upon you here, right? And the clergy was like, oh, gay marriage, we do those. And he said, well, but here in the Netherlands, they made it the law that the church
has to do gay weddings. They're not letting the churches get away with shit in the Netherlands.
Do you know why? To me, it makes sense because those churches are built on streets that have sidewalks. And, you know, if somebody tries to do something bad to the church, they call what? The fucking police. They use infrastructure just like I do. So how the fuck are they able to discriminate? It's bullshit.
And they said, well, the guy's head exploded. He's like, wait, the state told you you have to perform gay marriages. What? What? And
what?
And the guy was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, love is love. So, you know.
God damn it.
But he said, he's like, you know, love is love. So, you know, why not? Who cares? You know, but the guy from Texas was like,
what? Oh, there's a white guy I can't commiserate with about the homos.
And he was talking to people out on the street about, asking them if they were atheists, asking them if they believe in God and stuff.
Like,
and
fuck no.
And people can, you know, like,
yeah,
here,
your mind.
You'd be like, do you believe in God? And people would be like, oh, of course I believe in God. What the hell's wrong with you? Over there, people looked at him like he was nuts. Do you accept Jesus as your savior? Like, what are you talking about? God, get away from me. No.
You know what the best thing to tell those Mormons, not the Mormons, who gives you all the fucking handouts all the time?
Jehovah's. God,
you know what? I think you've been with me sometimes. If people offer you a brochure, and I just say, no thanks, I'm an atheist. They get so sad for me.
They pull their children closer.
No, you're an atheist. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. You're the one running around trying to appease something that doesn't exist.
And knocking on people's doors.
Yeah, pray for me.
That's the irritating part.
Right.
Or the ones that drive around in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
With the loudspeaker in the car.
Yeah, no, that's just mental illness, dude.
Bouncing between Spanish, English, and Korean. It is.
It's a talent. You know, the one thing about prayer that is appealing, it is environmentally friendly, right? I mean, it's like, you don't...
Prayer?
Yeah, you sit there.
Well, yeah.
But these brochures...
I think it's pretty carbon neutral.
But these brochures and handouts, they just fucking litter the street with...
Right.
How about just pray those into my brain? Why can't you do that?
You're suggesting the watchtowers aren't very green?
I'm suggesting if this praying thing and this God thing's not total bullshit, why do I have to get the information through a fucking brochure? Why can't you just, like, shoot it into my brain with your mental telepathy or whatever it is you use to talk to God with? You know what I mean? Like,
well, because they know that you're going to tell them to fuck right off. So they want to be able to at least leave a little bit of their propaganda behind in hopes that, I don't know, while you're taking a shit, you might reach for something in desperation to read.
I cannot tell you how drunk I would have to be to be like, maybe. I need break for me.
I mean, just sit down and...
I would have to be so fucked up.
I can't wait to sit down with the latest Watchtower.
I wouldn't listen. I'll join a religion. I just need to see some cool shit up front. No faith. None of that bullshit. What do you... Because you have faith in God? No. Show me something. Show me the money, stupid.
Show me the money.
I want to see some lightning bolts and some miracles and some smoke.
This is a story out of... out of... New Mexico.
Right.
There, a TV station there, K-O-A-T. Coat. In Albuquerque.
I
should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah. How much you want to bet Albuquerque is a total shithole?
I don't know, except to our friends in Albuquerque listening. I'm sure
sorry.
It's lovely
but,
where you are. But
no. If they're listening to our show and they live in Albuquerque, they're like, yes,
get
it
me
sucks
out of here.
Dick.
Help me. Help us.
It's so horrible here.
Send someone. Quest Diagnostics microbiologist. For this news story, swabbed the beards.
Oh God!
Of some men.
Ah!
And the results, they say, were surprising.
I saw this story. It's gross.
basically, the beards were just full of ass juice.
But why?
Or ass mist. Or
why?
They said that most of the beards contained a normal amount of bacteria, but several of them stood out as, quote, rancid petri dishes full of poop.
Why? Why? Why is there shit in people's beards?
The obvious contender is the practice of not washing your hands after going to the bathroom, then touching your face.
Oh, God. God damn it. Gotta wash your hands. Ugh.
However, The Guardian also came in to see what was going on, and they said that that it's not that the gut bacteria that they found in the beards is not necessarily linked to fecal matter.
Oh, God. The what bacteria?
The gut bacteria that they found in the beard.
Is that dirt from your fucking gut? From inside your body?
From, yeah. How somewhere between
your asshole and your whatever.
Your starfish and your uvula.
How? I don't know where it is. Doesn't matter. How
it's
the fuck?
Little hanging thing in the back of your throat.
It's next to my clit. How is shit getting in people's beards? It just doesn't make any sense.
They're not washing their hands when they shit and piss.
No.
But not everybody. They said most of them had, you know, pretty clean beards, but occasionally.
Every once in a while.
Somebody, not so much.
Do they swab Santa Claus?
But what does that mean about your head, then? The hair on your head? I'm sure it's just as bad.
The point of all this, we're just covered in fucking shit, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all just covered in fecal matter.
Right. Like them penguins.
Oh, there's that story.
We learned that.
Too.
Remember when Greg Rothman?
Chicago?
Friend of the show, soon to have a show on the Crab Diving Network.
It's in its second trimester. It's past the abortion point.
Sure. Oh, no, no. He has to take this fucker to term.
Exactly.
No matter what it looks like.
Exactly. This this red state's going to force him to carry to term.
It ain't up to you, boy. But he said that all over the Antarctic, there's penguins, and they're all covered in shit. Remember that?
Oh, there's a lot of
horrible
penguin shit going on.
Yeah. They left that part out of March of the Penguins, didn't they?
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
I hope this is... I just got a message from the Hollywood Hick, who said he got poisoned by a pork sandwich at the Homo Rodeo and got sick as fuck.
Oh, God. I'm gonna have a heart attack.
I'm not going to read this one out loud until I get permission from the Hollywood Hick.
Fuck that!
It's fucking hilarious.
Call him. Can we call him? I'm going to call him right now on Skype.
I don't think we have his phone number.
I got his number.
He's not home right now.
No, he's the cell phone.
He says he'll send the...
He just can't send the text like that with no follow-up.
I just told him to call
him. I got poisoned by a pork sandwich at the Homo Rodeo.
It's 323-601-5427, ladies and gentlemen. 323-601-LIBS.
That's on my bucket list.
The reason I said that was to remind myself as I was typing that to the Hollywood Hick.
Are you telling him to call in?
I told him call in.
Yeah, I want to know about this pork sandwich. Tell him we're already reading the fucking tweet. You might as well call in.
I was puking and shitting myself.
Oh, my God.
Worst car ride ever, he says. Had to pull over to puke. Oh, no.
What's his?
Oh, he's working today.
Somebody swab his beard.
Finally, today's starting to feel normal. Had to work.
Hey, by the way, speaking of beard, are you sure they're talking about beards like on your face or beards that say like a Richard Simmons might have?
Oh, you mean like Will Smith's wife?
Yeah. What a gross study. It's horrible. What do? Did they just got a bunch of people together and like, line up, we're going to swab your beard. And tell people?
Well, no, they jumped at him with a Q-tip.
No,
crammed it into the
No.
Of course they told him.
No. What I mean is when they're swabbing, the guys in the white lab coats are like, oh, my God, this guy's beard.
No, they got to send it out for testing.
It's like a total shit sandwich.
I don't think it's instant.
Well, it'd be nice.
I don't think the shit detector, the shit alarm goes off.
If you unknowingly had your face covered in shit, wouldn't you? It would be a horrifying thing to learn about yourself. Number one, it'd be hard to you know,
right?
But wouldn't you want to know so you could maybe get the shit off your fucking face?
Well, yeah. We have 69 likes this week on our crab diving page.
Of course we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we don't get any more.
69!
It's only Tuesday.
Liquid you.
And we have 69 likes on our crab diving page. It's exploding there, ladies and gentlemen. Like a,
like
a teenager's first time. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Like the Hollywood Higgs. Starfish. Yeah, you got to listen. If he has a show tonight... it's supposed to be a brand new show. I don't know if he's going to manage after his crazy weekend at the quote homo rodeo.
Listen, if you're a friend of ours, I wouldn't text us with news of diarrhea.
We're going to just talk about it on our fucking show. It's so funny though.
Don't tell us anything.
It's not funny, but like fucking Brit's probably
see.
So
that's
off.
Why I thought he was dead because. His tweets stopped on the second and his messages on Facebook stopped on the second. So that must have been when both ends were erupting.
Why isn't he calling? Is he at work? Is that what he said?
Well, he's at work. He didn't respond to my message. I said, call
damn
in.
It.
But his previous message said, I'm at work.
So,
there you go.
Right. We run a serious news show. I'm like, this guy's got diarrhea.
We just told the story about people with shit in their beards.
Hey, serious that is serious. Show. That's seriously fucking gross. It's just hard. And I have so many like gross friends with these fucking disgusting beards.
Lumbersexuals?
No. Lumbersexuals. Nobody's going to be sexual with these people. They get these gross, scraggly beards.
Unless you're
like...
into, you know, hot Carl without the cellophane.
Oh, God.
On May 2nd, yo, mother truckers, watching homo cowboys race to put hashtag panties on a goat.
No, that's not true.
And it's awesome.
I saw a goat in a J-string.
No, I'm not a big fan of rodeos.
I'm not either.
I'm not a big fan of
I don't know. Do you
scaring
think they,
animals. But
does the goat want panties on him?
Probably not.
Okay.
And then that was followed up by the next tweet. I don't care, mother truckers, then all capitals. Homos are fun.
Uh-oh.
Especially when they are wrestling bulls in sparkles.
Good God.
I'm assuming the homos have the sparkles, not the bulls.
Maybe I don't
they
know.
They put sparkles on the bulls.
I mean, they're putting panties on goats.
They are. Hashtag America. Hashtag what would Dolly do?
Dolly might not try to forcibly put underwear on an animal.
You don't think so?
I don't know. And she might not opt to have the pork sandwich.
Right.
Although I probably would. Fuck it. It's barbecue, man. It's probably delicious.
God, who the fuck? Maybe some gross ass dude with a fucking beard full of shit.
The
made his sandwich.
Speaking of a gross ass dude, it's pretty tenuous. Ben Carson. He has a beard too.
And he's a gross ass dude. Absolutely.
Ben Carson. Announced I should have done this differently. I should have said
his beard's not full of shit, just his brains. Hey,
I should have announced this differently. I should have said, what do you think this event is? Okay, we'll skip ahead. There was a choir.
What the fuck is this? This has that part in Temple of Doom. Kakalan.
A choir doing a rendition of Eminem's Lose Yourself.
Oh, that's awesome.
The gospel choir. Ben Carson.
Oh, shut up.
Then came out and announced that...
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
He came out...
What a nutball.
He came on after that and announced that he is going to run for president of the United States of America.
See, I know. I don't think that's his. He's not the right candidate for that, you know.
I mean, like, somebody like that, it's like an energetic guy. Like a John McCain announces to that, you know? He's always excited. And
to a black hip-hop choir
singing? Yes. I'm just trying, yeah. But the energy level's not right. I mean, isn't Ben Carson kind of a bore?
Yes.
I mean, he announced, comes out after that. Like, yeah.
Well, in 0.0 experience.
Right. You know who announces to that song? Howard motherfucking Dean.
I thought you were going to say Howard motherfucking Stern.
No, no. Oh, yeah. Or him that. Too. Yeah. But Howard Dean. I mean, that's Howard Dean energy right there. Ah!
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah, he screams and yells.
Also entering, I think we mentioned yesterday, go to crabdiving.com to download yesterday's show, iTunes, Stitcher. If you go to iTunes or to Stitcher, hey, leave us a good review.
Right.
I believe that yesterday we talked about Carly Fiorina, the former Hewlett-Packard CEO who led HP right into the toilet, ended up laying off 30,000 people.
Yeah.
Fired.
Anyone in the I make printers to go in your house, the personal printer industry.
There's something wrong.
You all suck. Because none of them are particularly great, and I hate them all. You make a good product, and I'll be goddamned if I'm voting for you to run this country.
So Ben Carson jumped into the clown car today. He joins Carly Fiorina. Who are the Ted Cruz?
Yes,
Marco Rubio.
Fuck you. Who else? Huckabee.
Rand Paul.
Not yet. Not Huckabee yet.
Carly Fiorina.
Jeez.
Ben Carson and Huckabee's coming up. Huckabee kind of announced today that he's going to be in it. So
the author of God, Guts, and Gravy. Right.
And really,
they all suck.
Carly Fiorina and him are both on the Newt Gingrich publicity train.
Who, Ben or?
Huckabee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, books.
Huckabee's selling books, and he's trying to raise his rate when he goes back to Fox News after he loses, after he bails on this ridiculous fake run at the presidency.
Raising his rate. Oh, God. What does he make on Fox? I bet it's too disgusting. Much.
And then Fiorina is the same thing. I mean, there's no way.
I mean, would you vote?
She's gonna do anything.
I'm still thinking about how shitty like printers are in general that go in your home. That never work. I've nearly beaten this printer with my fist so hard that I have to ice my hands. It sucks. Not that one. It's a past one. This one's not so bad. It's a Brother, but most just horrible. Horrible. God.
What else have we got going on here? There's the gong, the crab diving gong. I've got, we already said that the United States is 33rd. Let me remind everyone.
Yeah, we all suck.
33rd in the world.
Motherhood. Right. And we want to put a person in charge of our country that made printers. What the fuck is that?
Before we get into what will probably be accused of being a pure atheistic grouping of stories, just because it's Christo assholes that are trying to make turn other people into Christo assholes, right, without their permission.
Why? Can I ask you something real quick, just totally out of the blue? Why did this country fall out of love with the idea of Howard Dean ever being president? Why is he bad? Because he screamed and got excited?
Yeah.
Fucking relax, guys. Sometimes people get upset and excited and they scream.
Yeah, that really tanked it for him.
I can't believe he never, like, what, he's just not ever want to run again?
Well, he started running. He ran the DNC, right? He was the head of the Democrats for a while, and now he's still pretty active. He's an MSNBC contributor, so he's on MSNBC all the time. At least now. I don't know what they're going to do. There was a story this morning that the head of NBC news division wants to retool
news
and tool. See what's going on with it, because nobody's watching MSNBC. Nobody watches.
Yeah, listen to us. They're boring. We're entertaining, and we'll teach you something.
And he thinks the answer is to make them even more pablum and white bread and boring and more news-like. Let's just have 24/7, oh my God, the plane disappeared for 3 months.
Hire Keith Olbermann. Give him a fucking show.
Absolutely.
People will watch.
And instead of suspending him every other day, every time he says something heinous, give him more time.
Yeah. Heinous or interesting. I mean, fuck this.
Interesting, right.
God damn it.
Go to our Facebook, ladies and germs.
Do you ever figure out why you're just pissed off or forget why you're mad? I mean, like, God, I was just like, here, like, who am I fuming about right now? Ben Carson or the fact that, like, you know, we're 33rd on whatever that fucking list is.
Well, I mean, you can
Jesus,
move
guys.
Along. You can go from flower to flower like a bee.
Yeah.
Stink flower to stink flower. Speaking of.
Stink flower.
pop the tampons in your ears, everybody. Here's a clip from Outnumbered.
No, God damn it.
The profoundly ridiculous shit fest on Fox News.
Yes, I saw you posted this on Facebook.
Where four humans with inside fun parts surround, apparently, of course, the most important part of the show, the one with the outside dangly bit fun parts.
Absolutely. Did you see the comment I left on Facebook about this article?
No.
How fat is his head now?
Oh,
I mean, he looks, he's getting to like.
Well, the penis of the day is Keith Abloh.
It's enormous.
The dick of the day.
Like a slab of ham.
On the show, Keith Abloh. Andrea Tantaros, blonde, Keith Abloh. Kennedy.
Oh, yes.
Also from VH1. And another blonde who I don't know.
They should just like buy a spiral ham and put it there in the center.
None of them would be able to walk around on Liberty University with the skirts they're wearing, by the way.
That's right.
I'm serious.
Oh, really?
I mean, if Fox News is the Jesus channel, it's amazing how there's not a skirt that comes anywhere near a knee on any of these four.
It really is ridiculous. I mean, even the way it's staged, that big, gigantic fucking...
Oh, it's a wide shot.
Couch.
It's a little bit, mid-body level. I mean, if any of them do a Sharon Stone, you're going to see the Cave of Wonder. I mean, I'm sure they're wearing granny panties.
I mean, and the way Keith Abloh is situated, I mean, they really...
Oh, yeah.
He looks like the... I don't know.
The king in the middle.
Yes. He looks like he's pretty...
Of course you put the man in the middle. All the women must look to him, Ryan, for the wisdom.
Don't be stupid.
So, I don't know this story. Maybe it'll be on the Hollywood Hick. Something about Sofia Vergara?
Vergara. Sofia Vergara. She's that hot chick on one of...
Modern Family.
Right.
They were talking about... There was some dispute going on between Nick Loeb and his former partner, Modern Family star Sofia Vergara.
Nick Loeb.
Over their frozen embryos.
What a horrible last name. Loeb. Good heavens.
He said... Loeb wrote a New York Times op-ed saying that Vergara was blocking him from taking full custody of the embryos that he wished to bring to term.
Right.
Oh, this is one of those men's rights things. The embryos that they had, which were, I guess, fertilized with his baby batch.
Gross.
were then, they're frozen. So... You know, to the Republicans, they're complete 100% human beings. And
oh yeah,
he wants to, I don't know, put him in somebody else's womb, I guess, and bring him to term because she's like, they ain't going in here.
Do they think that the frozen eggs have feelings or something? Or they pain?
They broke up.
Oh, okay.
And she's probably like, flush them.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Get rid of them. I don't want a baby with him.
Right. And how am I going to explain this child's existence to him or her?
But he now is saying that it should be his. He's fighting her in court.
Right.
He says those are half mine.
Your dad and I divorced before you were born. But right before that, he ejaculated into an egg tray.
Right.
Your real father is a fucking turkey baster.
Get rid of him. You know, just accidentally leave him out on the counter.
Oops.
Yeah. No, I was cleaning the freezer and I took everything out.
Here you go. Here's fucking Keith Ablo, who really this is one of the people that I just really can't even barely stomach.
I mean, what? He has an opinion on this?
He's so loathsome and so condescending and smug and dickwaddish and fuckheadish that you really, it just make, you know,
he's a fuckhead.
Mincing pacifist here.
Right.
But Keith Ablo challenges that. Keith Ablo is one you just want to fucking kick him in the face whenever he talks. It really just brings up your lizard brain. Here he is. this is a little bit. We apologize for making you listen to Outnumbered, ladies and gentlemen.
Dr. Ablo, so who wins this argument, Regar or Loeb?
I don't think she has 2% credibility in this matter. The bottom line is, why would a woman's right to decide what to do with a frozen embryo trump a man's right every time?
What an idiot. What a fucking asshole.
We're getting a phone call, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Hollywood Hick.
Is this the Hollywood Hick?
Y'all said my name, so I could not call.
We said it three times.
Yeah. Hi, are you okay?
Like Beetlejuice, and then I show up.
You doing okay?
Are you doing okay?
Dude, it's a wonder I'm a fucking live. I got poisoned at a gay rodeo.
I knew it.
And the pork, which is even funnier.
I did. By a pork sandwich. It was awful. 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 Those homos tried to kill me.
I told you.
Did you participate in the rodeo, or were you just watching?
Yeah, actually, I had a great time when I was sick. Saturday was fun. Sunday was when all hell broke loose. And so I go out to the rodeo on Saturday, right? It's fun. Go out there, watch people roping stuff, putting panties on goats, doing all kind of stupid shit, right? Having a great time drinking beers. And then they have this barbecue joint there, so I eat a big old pork sandwich. And me and my friend both ate it. And both of us woke up on Sunday morning on our deathbed.
Oh,
dying
shit.
Of food poisoning.
Oh, so both of you got it.
Yeah. So both of us got it. So then we had a ride back from freaking Palm Springs in an old-ass 1975 Mercedes that ain't got no damn air conditioning. The most miserable ride of my life. And about three or four times, I had to pull up on the side of the freeway to puke. That's how attractive it was.
Gross. And the other end, too.
Yeah, that, like, luckily, that held its own until I got home. But I feel like my body was like, you was just like, as soon as I got to my house, it was just like, oh, all bets are off now.
It's like a confetti cannon.
Yeah, I noticed you were remarkably silent after Saturday on social media.
Yeah, and Sunday was when I was going to go back and like try to talk to people and shit, because that's the big day for the rodeo. Saturday's kind of fun, but Sunday's usually when most people go. And so I was going to go back on Sunday. I couldn't do it because I was dying. And you know what else is embarrassing as hell? When you go to a liquor store to get some Gatorade, and in the middle of purchasing it, you're going to barf, so you run out and then barf in the bushes. So when you run out of a liquor store barfing, people don't think it's because you're buying Gatorade for food poisoning.
Yeah, right. They're probably like, oh, this guy's fucking wasted. You disgusting drunk.
And he's in there getting more booze. That's what they're thinking. On the Lord's Day.
Well, you were in Vegas, though, right?
No, it was in Palm Springs. Oh, at least it wasn't as long a ride
Palm
back.
Palm Springs, okay.
If I had to ride all the way back from Vegas, I don't think I'd have lived.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking horrible.
Did you try to put panties on a goat, Brent?
I did not, but I have done it before. I didn't enter the rodeo this time because I don't enter it anymore because I have the bad back. But I did do the panty on the goat event one time, and I didn't do very well because that goat wiggles around. And my friend who was doing it with me was not good at getting panties on a goat.
I guess it's an acquired skill.
And, well, if you watch it, people either know what the hell they're doing and get them on super fast, or they struggle, and those poor goats, are like, oh my God, what is happening to me?
Brent,
gay rodeo.
Brent has talked me through how to wrestle a steer or a bull or whatever the fuck. He told me how he did.
Yeah, a steer. I didn't wrestle a bull. I wrestled a steer, so like a teenage bull, I reckon.
Okay.
But they're still big as fuck. Like basically, what you want to do is grab him by the horns and twist his head. If you can get behind him right and twist his head, then he'll just lay right there. But if you can't get in position, it's a fucking struggle. You're probably going to lose and end up getting thrown somewhere or just having to let loose.
So you're recording an episode tonight, a brand new sparkling Hollywood hick on the sevens here, 7 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, I put it on pause so I could holler at you guys. I'm behind schedule because I had to actually go to the workplace this morning.
Feeling better, though.
Yeah. Today, actually, I didn't have one thing to eat Sunday or Monday. Like, and then this morning, I ate half a bagel. And so ever since then, I've been, like, starting to feel a little bit better.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hopefully, I lost a few LBs in the process. You don't want to go through that and not have something on the flip side.
I'm going to fit perfectly in my Wranglers.
You're on the supermodel diet.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
you just eat bad pork and then barf until you like lose damn. Right.
They usually they have to stick their finger down their throat and take laxatives to get the same effect.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, some tainted pork will take care of that for you right away.
Shit.
That's you all know which end to put over the tub and which end to put over the turlet.
That's a good name of a band. Tainted pork. Don't you
tainted
think?
Pork.
Yeah. Hey, Hick. Have you ever?
Hey, what?
Have you ever?
Brent Paris,
right.
At the H Wood Hick on the Twitter.
Have you ever played a rodeo clown?
No, but that would kind of be fun.
Right. I just wonder. I know you're.
They don't have rodeo clowns in the gay rodeo, which kind of makes me sad because I would think they would be really good clowns in the gay rodeo, but they don't really use them. They just have regular dudes out there corralling shit.
Did they, I've heard that before you do the thing where you ride the bull, that they do things to the bull's balls. Is that true?
I think they used to, but I don't know if they can get away with some of that stuff anymore. Like, they used to, like twist their balls.
Or zap them, I heard, too, like a little cattle prod.
Yeah, or zap them. And, like, supposedly if you twist their tail, it'll get them to move, too.
Oh, shit. Well,
yeah, it would work on me.
Yeah, because I was doing benefits where if you sort of twist the tail around, they'll start running too.
Ah, shit.
And so you missed Sunday then?
Yeah, so I missed Sunday. And then yesterday, I laid on my couch all day long, having the hot and cold flashes, waiting until the next puke system came, session came in.
Were you able to at least watch some great reality TV that you're going to talk about on the Hollywood Hick?
Yeah, I watched some of that. Well, and then I caught up on the Game of Thrones. So I'm now all versed in the new season of Game of Thrones, which is kind of fucking boring, to be quite honest.
No,
I've only seen parts of the first season. I'd have to catch up too.
They better pick up the pace if it wants me to keep watching. That's all I got to say. It's boring as hell. Too much explaining stuff. Four episodes of explaining shit. Get to the point.
Right.
That's right. Like Empire.
Yeah, that's it. They need to watch Empire for how television should be done. Everybody
that's
should
true.
Watch Empire for how television should be done.
Right. So what's the big stories tonight?
Oh, well, one is just because I don't know if everybody remembers, but it was like back in September of last year, there was this little girl named Danielle White who lost her mind over in the valley because the cop got called in because she was fucking in the car with some dude. Do you remember that? And she pitched the fit, pulled the race card.
A little bit.
The audio came out where she was basically the asshole and the cop was being all nice, and so she ended up looking bad and she still tried to fight it. And so now she has to basically apologize to the cop and blah, blah, blah. She played her case. So, like, we're going to talk about her because I want to just drown her in a toilet because I don't like when people pull that nonsense. She's being a self-entitled little see you next Tuesday, and I'm glad she got her comeuppance.
Do you break
and, we're going to be winging it a lot on the Hollywood Hick today on account of seeing as I have been dying for the last few days. I haven't had much time to prepare. So whatever is, like, blatantly on, like, TMZ and Gossip Top and shit like that will be the subject of for today's episode.
That's awesome.
Gossip Cop's a new one.
Yeah, it's one of my new favorite ones, Gossip Cop, because they have a little meter on the side that tells you like how true it might or might not be.
They're just honest with you.
Dude, is it based on votes or is it?
I don't know. I think it's just like the people who run it. They're like, we call bullshit on this one. Or if they have like, or if it comes out that it was bullshit, they'll like put it up, which I kind of like, because sometimes people put stuff out there and then all of a sudden you find out it ain't true, but nobody says nothing.
Yeah, they don't correct
That's
it.
That's awesome, though. You can put this story up about whoever and say, hey, this is probably totally bullshit, but it's interesting, so we'll run it anyway.
I know, it is kind of bullshit how they do it, because all they do is put the word alleged in front of it, or
right.
Or like my source. Who knows who your fucking source is? Your source could be the freaking mailman.
Right.
Are you keeping the Cosby count?
Is it gone up? Did I miss something?
There were a couple at the end of last week again. And now they're saying
three more at the end of last week. That means it brought it up to 38 that said that they were actually sexually assaulted. And then if you add, you can add a few more on top of that. The ones who said that he tried to do it but did not succeed.
But I thought the one was, are you going to ring it 38 times? I thought the one was one of the most recent ones could be a troubling for Mr. Cosby, because I want to say it's New Jersey, and they don't have a statute of limitations on rape in New Jersey.
Oh, I didn't hear that one yet. I got to look that up, man.
Yeah, I think this. What I read, I mean, you know, I just I don't go as in-depth as you do on your show.
Oh, Bill Cosby's going to hate going to jail, man. That's going to suck, because he's like a rich guy.
Oh, yeah, he'd hate it. Tell him he can go talk to OJ about how good that feels.
Shit, will they get to hang out together?
Michael Jackson's doctor.
Yeah, that dude.
Oh man,
on the wall
or whatever.
Fly on the wall in jail cell shared by Cosby and OJ. What do you think they talk about? Maybe fun.
I don't know. From what I understand, OJ is not having a very good time in jail. Like, I don't think everybody else is like. I think he catches a lot of shit in jail.
No, I heard he was like. Isn't he directing a play in jail? He's doing a stage adaptation.
He also got his ass beat a couple of few times.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing Othello.
No, he's doing a stage.
I think he got his ass beat. He's like, fuck this shit. I'll direct a play.
Right. He's going to do an adaptation of Naked Gun
right.
2.
Right. Naked Gun 33 and a 30. San Quentin style.
So tonight, 7 p.m., ladies and germs, you can hear the brand new sparkling Hollywood Hick. Oh, the sparkles were on the people wrestling the bulls, or did they sparkle up the bulls?
No, it's mostly the sparkles on the people wrestling the bulls, because they wear those chaps, you know? But these guys, they're all like fancy chaps. They got sparkles and like shimmer stuff all over them. It's pretty cool.
Assless?
They would be if they weren't wearing jeans underneath.
Oh, were they all wearing jeans?
Assless, and you're like rubbing up against a bull or a steer. That changed a little bit too much. They saved the assless for after the rodeo.
Right.
There's your little bit of wisdom for the day.
Yeah.
Save assless for after the rodeo.
Otherwise, it shakes.
Right. Well, thanks for calling in. We're glad you're live.
You and me both. Lord have mercy. I thought I looked really, for like a good day and a half, I thought I was dead.
And we're looking forward to the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 7 p.m. here Pacific time. Midnight then will be the last one. Will be Friday's episode if you missed that one and want to listen to it on the stream. Otherwise, it's also going to be available as a podcast soon. And then Brent's show will rerun on the 7th.
That's it.
And at the H. Wood Hick.
Yep, and you can look at the Facebook page. Do the Facebook / The Hollywood Hick, and I'm posting shit on there all the time.
Yeah, you're posting some funny stuff.
There's stuff there, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Brent, thanks for calling.
Show enough, fellas. I'll holler at y'all soon.
All right, we'll talk to you. Boodaland.
TTFN.
Right? All right, y'all.
Boodaland, 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 Boodaland.
Brent Paris.
We need to play his, when he calls.
Get his theme?
Yeah, we need his theme music.
The ending music, the Boodaland.
Yeah, yeah. Boodaland, yeah. Boodaland, Boodaland.
He's got some fun music at the end of his shows. Brent Paris, 7 p.m., 7 a.m.
Absolutely.
Here, brand new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays at 7 for yes. you guys. Twice a week, 2 hours of brand new sparkling hick stuff for you every week.
That's right.
Hollywood gossip, news stories, funny news stories.
Stupid criminals.
Stupid criminals.
Those are the best.
And people that make him feel better about himself.
Right.
Are some of the things you can hear on the Hollywood hick on the set. Let's see. Whoa, Abloh. We were in the middle of listening to The Five.
Oh, my God. This guy's got opinions on Sofia Vergara's frozen fucking eggs or something.
Right.
Well, they're her fucking eggs.
Well, he says, if we want to recap, that why would a woman's right to decide what to do with a frozen embryo trump a man's right every time? He means any time. When he means any time, he means why would a woman's right trump a man's any time on anything?
Yeah.
This guy's really just a fucking asshole of giant megalithic proportions.
What does he want to do if Sofia Vergara wants to get rid of her eggs? Does he think the police should show up at her house with a warrant and be like, give me your eggs?
Well, right. And where are they?
I don't know.
I mean, are the eggs being held in a neutral place? Are they in somebody's fridge?
Yeah. They're next to the next right. to the pudding pops.
Right. Between the guacamole and the...
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Ketchup. Oh, that's right.
No, it's going to be in the freezer. I mean, you can't put the eggs in the fridge, dude, unless you want to kill them. I mean, maybe she'll do that.
Well, maybe that's what she's trying to
get done. Oh, my God, these eggs thawed. It's disgusting.
I'm having computer issues here. I'd be playing it back, playing some more of this clip for everyone.
I had computer problems earlier today. Fuck technology, please.
All kinds of shit going on here with the fucking computers,
no, it's
ladies
fine.
And gentlemen.
What are you
levels
do?
And everything's going crazy.
It doesn't matter. We're 33rd in what? Everybody dies.
In mothers.
Come. Yeah.
For being a mother.
Oh, good luck. Good
United
luck.
United States is 33rd.
Good luck during childbirth. You'd be better off in Guatemala.
Right. Let's see. If this is working, is anything
too
working?
Too many good doctors are getting out of business. Abloh, too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I pressed that button a while ago.
God, what do you think Wolf Blitzer has going on in his fucking beard, by the way?
Wolf Blitzer, I think he's probably got a clean one, don't you?
Like, I don't know.
Don't you think Wolf has a clean beard?
Shit, I don't know what he does. Who knows? I don't know what he does. I don't know if he washes his hands thoroughly. I don't know if he fucking conditions that thing.
Do you thank God? Do you thank God for that? Do you thank God?
Yes, Wolf, I do. There's nothing. Everything I own has been pounded into the ground by a hurricane, and my house no longer exists. Sure.
I think now, I think they moved that atheist that we're talking about. If you don't know what we're talking about.
Because they got money, right? Or
there
something?
There was a tornado, and Wolf Blitzer was standing amidst the rubble. There was a young mother holding her baby amidst the smokestack that was left of her house. And Wolf was like, it's really dangerous and everything. What made you decide to leave when you did and get out of here? And she's like, I don't know. I watched the television. They said there's a tornado coming. So we
I'm not stupid.
Got the hell out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, do you thank God? Do you thank God that, do you thank God? It was really weird. The way he kept hammering it home. And there was a pause and she smiled. And she said, well, actually, I'm an atheist. And Wolf was like, you're not thanking anybody, ha, 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 or something. That's he tried funny. To backtrack off of it. And she was very gracious, and she said, but I could understand why somebody would, or something
right.
like that, right?
Yeah.
And then the humanists and the atheists, and, probably some enlightened believers also, they did a crowdfunding for her, and
couple hundred grand, I want to say, they made or something for to help her. I think they ended up relocating out of Oklahoma because that was one of the things that made one of the major questions everybody asked her all the time.
I want to get the fuck out of here.
Was, dear spaghetti monster, what the hell are you doing as an atheist in the middle of Oklahoma?
Well, maybe she likes, you know, anti-choice bulletin boards.
Right.
Billboards. God damn it, not bulletin boards.
And, you know, they're everywhere. They're also bulletin boards, I'm sure. And not big on sex education or anything like that.
Oh, God. I mean, everyone has chlamydia
like
out there.
The chlamydia outbreak, yesterday's crab diving, crabdiving.com. Listen to yesterday's show. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Yesterday, typical in Texas where they aren't big on the whole sex education. Well, there's an area, small town high school.
Eat a dick.
Where chlamydia is running like a wild herd.
I'm itchy.
From crotch to crotch.
Why is my dick on fire?
It's like almost 10%, right, of the students at the high school have...
nearly everybody.
Have chlamydia.
Here, try my chlamydia. It's the best.
I think we may have Keith Ablow back.
Oh, great. How's his chlamydia?
Wins this argument, Regard or Loeb?
I don't think she has 2% credibility in this matter. The bottom line is, why would a woman's right to decide what to do with a frozen embryo trump a man's right every time? If he wants to bring these...
I don't think she's got a tiny bit. Listen to my penis talking.
He's more of an asshole than Bill O'Reilly is. That's what I'm saying.
I think so, too.
That says a lot.
Yeah, I could almost have a conversation with O'Reilly. I don't think I could really speak to this man without just hurling expletives at him because he's just such a repulsive, revolting human being.
Is Steve Ducey worse?
No.
I think he's the worst.
Ducey's an idiot. Ducey's like, oh, I think this guy's falling in, everybody. You think it was Obama? I'm not saying. We're just asking the question. You know, he's more of a fucking idiot moron. This guy is just an
fucking asshole.
He's the epitome of.
Is he the biggest asshole?
Privileged, white, misogynist, fucking asshole. Psychiatrist. He's a fucking psychiatrist.
That makes it worse.
That's terrifying.
Don't they have to take the Hippocratic Oath or something to not be a dick? Whatever.
Bring these embryos to term. Good for him. He wants to parent. If he wants to have them adopted. Good for him. You know what? It's not a coin toss. It's whoever wants that potential being to survive. That's who wins.
But I'll give you a...
It's frozen!
It's a couple of dots
it's
in a Petri dish.
Fucking frozen! There's no life in there, dumbass.
Survive. That's who wins.
But I'll give you the other
side
of that.
She's so liberal.
Listen to him spit that out.
She's so liberal.
God, it's like he said the word pedophile. She's so liberal.
Yeah.
Give you the other
side
of that.
She's so liberal. Modern family. Anything goes.
They hate modern family.
Why?
Because there's like a gay... It's a modern family.
Modern family.
Gay couple. They can't handle that.
Anything goes. Anything goes. Like, there's a straight-up Roman orgies in Modern Family in the living room.
So liberal. How do you know she's not a conservative who got the job on Modern Family? She's so liberal.
Who the fuck hates Sophia Vergara, or whatever her fucking name is? She seems cool in interviews and stuff.
She's
fucking hot.
She's trying to kill her baby, so Keith Ablow,
Jesus,
of course, is shitting upon her.
Leave her alone, you asshole.
Anything goes. Interesting that when it comes to her choices in life, she wants all the control.
Oh, isn't that interesting that she wants all the control over the stuff that she should have control over?
Her body. She wants all the control over her body. That's insane.
Adopt them out.
They're popsicles.
What do you put them on Craigslist?
Hey, does any? I'm putting up a bag of peas for adoption. Would anyone like to give them a good home?
There's plenty of embryos out there, I think.
Yeah.
How about adopting a one that already popped out?
I mean, there's. Lumps of frozen shit in a freezer is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Stupid. We're fucking idiots.
That when it comes to her choices in life, she wants all the control. Not very modern,
Sophia.
The other
side of the argument is, Andrea, and this isn't my other side of the argument, this is what, you know, he will say, or she will say, I'm sorry, is that they agreed to bring these embryos to term as a couple, as a married couple, as a family, as parents. And you're now talking about a completely different situation.
And what kind of obligations would she be under? This is interesting, because if it were flipped, you know this asshole, this bald fuck, would be saying...
What about the guy's right?
Would be saying, well, they're going to... if she decides to carry these to term, then he has to be on the hook. She's going to be taking his money for the rest of his life.
Right, yeah. It's her ticket.
Why doesn't the man have the choice?
Yeah.
You're now talking about a completely different situation.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what their agreement is on paper should not determine...
Tell us, Keith.
What an
tell
asshole.
Tell us, bald possessing human.
This is unreal.
We always defer to you.
You idiot.
Well, you know, what their agreement is on paper should not determine the fate of a child.
It's not a child, dumbass. It's a lump of frozen shit. It's barely a lump. It's not even a lump, right? What's it look like?
A couple of cells. The head of a pin.
Does it have a tail?
The head of a pin, it looks like.
Can't even see it. This guy's a dickhead.
Yeah, it's not like a four-month-old fetus in a jar with waving at you.
It's a child!
See, like a puppy. Please carry me to term. Please carry me
to
term.
It's a fucking child, man. Is that freezer burn?
So disgusting.
Stupid. We're idiots.
The fate of a child in the world, right? We don't decide a priori that two parents can decide to do anything with potential life. And you know, I've been outspoken on this. I think men should be able to veto women's abortions.
Oh,
shit.
I think men should be able to veto women's abortion.
Yeah, because that's happening a lot.
All right, yeah. Yeah, in the unlikely event. But seriously, what are you going to do? Are you going to... Do you imprison the woman? Strap her down for 9 months? How does one force a woman to become a baby-carrying vessel like that? How does that work, Keith?
Well, you know, you remember that part of the Sea Shepherd when they would get the Bob Barker? It would block that part of the whaler.
On Whale Wars?
Yeah, so it couldn't... It blocked the chute, so it actually couldn't...
They just hire somebody to keep pushing her out away from the abortion clinics and don't let her near any hangers?
Yeah. Someone is gonna tie herself to her... themselves to her vagina.
She's forbidden from Bed Bath & Beyond.
You're, why would you?
They sell coat hangers.
Oh,
there.
Do they? You are forbidden!
Let's listen to the last spewage from this fuckhead's mom.
What a crazy person.
Do anything with potential life. And you know, I've been outspoken on this. I think men should be able to veto women's abortions if they're willing to care for the child after it's
born.
Well,
what about the flips?
If they're willing to care for the child after it's born. So again, how does that work?
Yeah, what form do I fill out? I want to veto an abortion.
But do you lock her in a room?
No, you go.
Do you put some sort of a clamp over her vajayjay?
No. You go to a website, you download a PDF, you fill it out, and send it into the county.
But how do you prevent the woman?
Like, I don't know.
From tripping down the stairs or from drinking something.
She has to wear a Nerf suit with no holes in it, so she can't poison herself.
God, it's just so heinous.
It's all
so
stupid.
Much about control. It has nothing to do with a baby, you lying sack of white shit. It has nothing to do about a life. It has everything to do with controlling that vagina.
This is a news program. That
no,
is...
How dare
but
you call
they are
that.
People watching this thinking it's the news... And they are thinking these idiots are making them think this is a huge like story. It's a huge story that Sofia Vergara wants to throw her fucking precious eggs away or whatever. She's going to thaw them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a story.
She wants to make an omelet.
The story is the people you vote for don't want to increase the minimum wage and you're fucking idiots.
you know.
And then the instant that that child scrabbles out of any vagina.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, kid.
We couldn't care less.
Fuck off.
It. Yeah. Couldn't care less, especially since it's half Mexican.
Yeah. Starve to death, please.
Or whatever Sofia Vergara is. I don't know what she, I know
she's a Latino. Hispanic.
She's a Latina. I believe she's Mexican. So there you go. Keith Abloh, just the biggest shit stain really on the planet. There's a couple of them, but the, goddamn,
he's just a big ass. I mean,
he's
like,
so hard to stomach.
He's hard to listen to. He's this,
and watch the look on his face. God. Is just, oh, you all are so dumb.
You're so arrogant.
Oh, you women, I'm giving you my wisdom. I hope you're taking it. Ugh, in. Which gross. One of you is going to fellate me?
I don't know. I guess somebody blows him somewhere.
Oh, gross. Well, yeah, he's got kids. Remember, he's got that little rape machine running around campus. That,
oh, yeah, his that, child.
Where he's complaining about girls on campus wearing stretch pants.
My kid can't concentrate on his math because your
that's
kid's
what he said.
Ass is amazing.
That's not the first part. But he did say that.
He did. It's so dumb.
That you can't expect my boy. With those supple ass cheeks running around and the young camel toe.
Right. Keith, let me float an idea by you. Maybe your kid is a big fucking idiot.
Yeah, how about teaching
your
kid
stupid
not to rape? There's a thought.
Yeah.
How about teaching your kid maybe to keep his dick watery and lechery to himself?
Dick watery to yourself. I mean, how shitty was it, though?
Not that we're not going to look. We're guys.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. If there's some stretch pantsy things going on, it's just going to happen.
Right. What do you want?
And in your mind is going to be like, oh.
Oh, really?
But to then say, God damn, I can't do my math homework.
I can't be trusted.
Right.
Stupid.
Is beyond ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so fucking dumb.
I've got.
How shitty. Do you think Keith Abloh was a good father? I mean, it's, you know, whatever. Who knows?
Not really, I mean, maybe.
Not really fair of us
to
speculate.
Yeah, here's the difference between us.
Shit.
But here's the difference between us and that shit bag right now. He would have answered in the negative about whether one of us or whether Sofia Vergara or any liberal would be a good parent.
Oh, God, no.
We loathe and despise the air he breathes. Yet give him the benefit of a doubt that somehow he might have not been a shit-tastic father to raise and raised asshole children.
Even though we are doing the story, we're mentioning the story where he claims his son can't concentrate because of all the asses.
But we don't have any anecdotal evidence of his kid raping anybody or anything.
Absolutely
so.
Not. But, I mean, you know, that story makes me wonder if Keith Abloh is a good father.
Well, his kid might hate him. His kid might be a big liberal.
That'd be the best.
That would be awesome.
Oh,
or lesbian.
Oh God,
or gay.
Oh
yes.
No, please.
Hell.
Abloh. I just prayed a little.
It would have been great to see the Abloh child wrestling a steer at the gay rodeo.
Fuck yeah, sparkles.
it's so stupid. It really is so stupid.
Congratulations.
This
asshole.
Is the sorry state.
Let's see what else
of
we
the
got
Western.
Here.
World.
We can have a brief.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Brief.
Have you lost your mind? Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
I was fixing to holler. No, I got poisoned by a pork sandwich, got sick as fuck, was puking and shitting myself all Sunday and yesterday. That's the text from the Hollywood Hick that caused this to happen. God. Anyway, Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen.
Take a screen cap of those texts and save them so we can post them.
Put them on Facebook.
Yeah, it's so fucking funny.
Facebook.com.
Yeah.
Here you go. Glenn Beck. We're
Look
just going to let... Let's just let Glenn go. He's got his glasses on today.
Oh, shit.
And a red and purple and blue checked.
Jesus Christ.
You know, he only wears flannelish kind of stuff now, which I'm sure is from 1791 clothing.
He looks like Old King Cole.
And no hat. And he's got a kind of a big blue sweater on.
Yeah.
So it's,
no ascot?
It's kind of Uncle Glenn.
No ascot?
It's Uncle Glenn that wants you to sit on his lap a lot. Yeah. You know, that creepy uncle.
I've got my chaps on.
Here's Glenn Beck talking about, you know, the how the world is coming to an end, but Glenn might be able to save it.
Yay.
Here's a little bit on the coming election.
The world's about to change. And so what's going to happen is this next presidency, mark my words, this next presidency, we will see martial law. You're going to put this in.
Sure, because we will see the next presidency. So I have a timeline.
So you have an eight.
One of his toadies sitting next to him. That guy's like, yeah, you said you gave me a timeline.
Oh, yes.
He's putting it in the computer. Apparently the Glenn Wayback Machine. So that you know that they kind of probably fall out of the when time passes, they don't read those.
Oh, yeah.
But if something, if that fat pig stumbles on a truffle somehow and predicts something that actually happens, that's when they whip that shit out. And he's all over it. Well, I predicted.
Yeah. Isn't it funny though? Like, it feels like every Glenn Beck clip we play is like, mark my words.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
You heard it here first,
prepare
folks.
Prepare yourselves, folks.
It's always some weird, like, in the next, da, 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 we will have martial law. What a nutball.
Right. Nothing good.
Yeah, it's not like, right. You know, the Cubs are going to win the World Series. What about that, Glenn?
It's never, don't worry, everybody. Yeah. Everything's going to be fine.
Give me some lottery numbers.
Let's have some fun. Don't worry. Love each other. Be nice to each other. Don't be dicks.
Yeah.
We're done.
The next presidency, so I have a timeline.
So you have an eight-year period. Mm-hmm. In this next presidency, we will see martial law, either regionally or across the entire country.
Here's the first qualification you'll notice.
Regionally?
Right, and define regionally.
Orally?
Because we sort of had martial law in Baltimore, right?
Yes.
Would that qualify?
Yes,
as
of course.
As regional?
Yes, it was in a region.
There you go. So, they could call the National Guard in again tomorrow to Baltimore, and Glenn will be like, see?
Oh, my God, Glenn Beck is right.
Looks like he's bringing the facial hair back, too.
Oh, really?
Got the little wisps of a goatee.
Somebody swab it.
Looks like Bieber.
There's shit.
With that little shit in his face.
Oh.
Across the entire country, I don't know. But you will see Marshall.
He just burped. That was not a dramatic pause. That was Glenn putting his fist to his face while he burps.
But you will see martial law because there's going to be a breakdown of the system. So now you can't govern. Well, how are you governing in martial law? Now, there's two ways that this goes. Either the system breaks down and we go into martial law. The government closes the banks. We do what we did in the Great Depression. And there are riots on the street. And so we have to have martial law and it's a complete crackdown. And you never get your freedoms back. Or we're better people and we do what Americans have always done, and that is unite in times of crisis. I don't know which way it's going to go. But if we unite in times of crisis, whoever is governing, whoever is in that, will be able to govern.
Oh, and the last thing was because Olivia
we will
Gond
unite again and put our differences aside and we will look for a common goal.
I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. Oh, I'm happily married. I've got more than enough Olivia to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Maybe Rob God Ford damn. Will be that leader.
Dropping the mic. Yeah. I got enough to eat at home. No questions.
Rob's been pretty quiet. He's back on the council. No. But he's not the mayor anymore of Toronto. So,
so dramatic.
You
got
to get
man.
To the good
Everything
part.
Everything is the end of the world.
Oh, yeah. He's got to sell Isn't those there any jeans,
news?
Man.
Does he ever talk about the actual news? It seems like he'll talk about something, you know, some current event, and then take the next. You know, hour.
Like we do.
Yeah.
Our differences aside, and we will look for a common goal. But it's important.
See, I know.
But it's important.
Here's where we agree. Let's unite on a common goal. However, we're not going to unite with the Christo-fascist dickwads. Kick all the gay people out. Kick all the brown people out. That ain't uniting for the common goal. That's uniting for the common evil.
Yeah.
We're not going to abide by your bullshit.
Fuck off.
That you have a constitutionalist at that moment to govern.
Yeah, there you go. You got to make sure you have a constitutionalist.
Yeah. Somebody did their diction exercises.
Because they're going to have to, they're going to reset this system. And are they going to reset it to the Constitution, or are they going to look to a new system to reset it? So I want Ted Cruz because I believe we are going to face tough times.
Oh, my God. Abbott. So I want Ted Cruz. Oh, shit.
Now the crowd really screams at the thought of President Ted Cruz.
It's, you know, there's so much insane about what he said, but the crazy thing is, like, all that's happening and Ted Cruz is your guy to stop it?
Yeah, right. Listen.
To reset it. So I want Ted Cruz because I believe we are going to face tough times and we may go into martial law. And I want somebody that will take that and with a velvet hand put uprisings down if we...
With a velvet hand.
Because what says more than about a velvet hand than Ted Cruz?
Yes.
With a velvet hand.
Ugh. I would not, could not, with a goat.
Actually, that sounds like a line from a book he might read. With a velvet hand.
And I want somebody that will take that and with a velvet hand put uprisings down if we have them and then let the hand off and restore our freedoms again.
And then give the Constitution a reach around.
Right. That is a clip that must be saved. A velvet hand.
Let the hand off.
Jesus.
And restore our freedoms again. If we unite, I want a guy who is resetting things towards the Constitution, not away from the Constitution. So when I say Ted Cruz can't govern, who can govern in this except those who cut deals?
He was back. He's backtacking a little bit. Because he commented yesterday, so he was trying to tap dance. His comment yesterday was that I'm not sure Ted Cruz could govern.
Right.
He said, I'm not sure he could get a coalition together. He'll be a bulldog and stand for principles, but I'm not sure he could govern.
I don't know about that.
And then when his toady said, well, they said the same thing about Ronald Reagan.
Oh, shit.
Glenn Beck, in a moment of again, stumbling on one of the right answers, said Reagan had charm. But he's right. Ted Cruz, nobody likes Ted. I don't know anybody that likes Ted Cruz, like, personally.
No, dude, imagine it's one of the biggest moments in your life. You're going to announce that you're running for the president of the United States, and you can't get enough people to come out to support you. You can't get your friends out, so you have to go to Liberty University front of like a captive audience.
Right.
No one likes him. That's the one time. If you said you're going to announce your presidency tomorrow, every friend you had in LA would be out there.
Right. You'd be there.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Kate, I'd get Kate off the memory phone. Right. Come on.
Well, but yeah, I mean, yeah.
He had to go somewhere where he had a captive audience.
Where they were penalized if they didn't go.
Yeah.
Not even a carrot. It was a stick.
Yeah. All gross fucking stick.
It was all stick. Crease like stick. The right likes it.
Oh, yeah.
With their big sticks. Well, not that. You know, they're little white wrinkly sticks.
Yes.
They like to think they're big sticks.
They do the best with what they have.
Do I have time for this one? That's Glenn Beck, you know, being a shithead. I don't know if you can read this, but this is a girl, 14 years old, who was given some kind of test at school. Sex education, so this must not be Texas.
Okay.
They actually have sex education. It was a quiz.
Okay.
And she filled in her own answers. There were multiple choice questions, but I guess she filled in a lot of the answers. Well, possible. It says objections to condoms. Read through these partner objections to condoms, and then the possible responses below. Record the letter of appropriate responses to these objections. So they're this is good. They're teaching. Apparently, they're saying, "Well, if your partner is objecting to using condoms and you want to use them, here's your counter arguments to
right.
them." She filled in her own. Number one, the response to "Don't worry, I'm on the pill" is I don't want AIDS. if somebody says "I'm clean, I don't run around, I don't have any infections," she filled in "Go fuck yourself." "Two condoms don't feel good. It won't be natural." She says being pregnant doesn't feel good either.
Right. Oh God.
By the time you put a condom on, you've lost the mood.
Yes.
Is the response. She says, and when you get, and when you don't put on one, you get a little baby and AIDS.
That's pretty fucking funny.
I can't read what that says. "I'd be embarrassed to use one," is this one. She says, "Look at all the fucks I give." "Condoms are gross. They're messy. I hate them." She says, "So are babies. Just this once, we hardly ever have sex." Who says that?
Yeah.
"We hardly ever have sex, and we don't need a condom." And she says, "Now you know why." "I don't have a condom with me." "Then I don't have my vagina with me."
Right. "I left in the glove compartment."
That's the best one.
Right, that's funny.
And then condoms cost too much. And she says, "STD treatments and babies cost more."
A shitload.
She got suspended.
What?
Well, you know, those aren't the right
Come on.
Answers.
But they're the funny answers.
Her older sister uploaded it to Imgur. From there, it's made the round on Reddit, social media. It's all over the place.
That's awesome.
But this girl knows more than a lot of adults do.
Absolutely.
About what's going on.
Right.
And I'm sure the right wingers. This would make their heads explode.
Yeah, we want her to have chlamydia like everybody else in Texas.
Even this at all. Look, they're teaching them how to have sex.
They know how.
They're teaching them how to use condoms right here.
God damn it.
And teaching them how to get... Actually, right. Like you said, they're teaching them how to get chlamydia.
Right.
Through these means. But that's kind of a visual. We'll put that up on the Facebook.
It's very funny.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Like us. Thumbs it up.
Yeah, like, share, love, etc.
Please.
Fire up the theme here because we gotta go. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening here. Crab Diving Tuesday, Liquid U Tuesday. Go to crabdiving.com. All of our social media buttons be there. Don't forget, follow the stream here. Listen to everything 24/7. crabdiving.com/live. And all of our entertainment is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on his Twitter account at RatedRComedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, also Vile.
And don't forget, everybody, don't have the pork at your gay rodeo.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.